One time on my birthday, me, Cody, and his friend Sam were like drunk, and the three of us sat here not recording anything and had like an hour and a half long conversation just talking into
these.
It's
very stimulating.
I can't tell you the amount. So nice. I've done that like probably seven times.
What?
I've done a drunk podcast where we didn't even record it. No, you were definitely the only person that you were the first.
Did you think you were recording?
No.
Okay.
No, I wasn't that drunk. It's just fun. Isn't this fun?
Well, yeah, I'm kind of getting, I'm adjusting right now.
Yeah.
It's a little period. I love this. Oh, me too. But I'm like, am I yelling? I don't want to yell. Oh, let's do, okay, I'm sorry. Just like a little coffee is Marley.
No. Oh God. Ooh. People are going to love that.
Please no hate comments. Subscribe.
Welcome back to the podcast, guys. Now I haven't had someone on in a long, long time. Like probably like 2 months probably. Right?
Probably.
Besides me.
Besides you. Which
which is not allowed anymore. People hated it.
No, that's not fair. Because we like a dynamic. We like some, you know, we have a little bit of sassy man. We got a little bit of like...
Sassy man? I'm a sass man?
You're kind of sassy. I love it. That's what we like about you.
I think I'm just grumpy. I'm not sassy.
You're definitely sassy.
No, you're sassy. And then you kind of balance it out because you're the good cop, bad cop. We have a little bit of both. I love it.
We established that early on.
Mm-hmm. Today, I have Emma, my girlfriend, Kelsey, and
my daughter.
YouTuber.
Okay.
YouTuber, Kelsey, and my girlfriend.
Shut up.
And comedian, YouTuber. Would you call yourself a comedian?
Oh, hell no.
Okay. I think you're a comedian.
Thank you.
I think
no.
You should be.
Rising really? YouTube star comedian.
Thank you. Thank
extraordinaire
you.
Emma Chamberlain.
Thank you.
Chamberlain.
Why does no one can say my name?
Chamberlain?
Everybody's like Chamberlain. No. Everyone's like Chamberland. Where's the D? Okay.
For some reason to me, there's a G in your last name. Is there? Is it Chamberlagney? I don't know why I think that.
No. Well, okay. Honestly, I think I could say your last name. Can I try?
Try.
Kolodziejczyk.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Fuck yeah.
You've said it before.
No, I have. I've tried. I've practiced. Well, you're really secretive about it. And so I was like, I got to figure this shit out. And then like, I figured it out.
Nice.
I know.
How'd you figure it out?
Well, I stalk you a lot. No, okay. Oh, and also my last name's pronounced, everybody, please listen up and don't mess it up. Chamberlain.
Chamberlagney. That's what it is, guys.
No, I mean, honestly, like people.
Chamberlain. No.
Chamberlain? No, it's Chamberlain. But
so how's it going?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I fucking love it here.
Do you?
I do.
Like in California.
Oh, yeah.
In well, Venice.
I mean, California is the best. So like that's, as long as I'm here, I'm relatively happy. Not always. But like LA, I know it's like everybody's like, people are kind of mean.
People are like, what?
People are a little sassy here. They all are on edge.
I mean, right. So yeah. Very true.
Okay.
Perfect example right here.
Yeah.
Sass man.
You are very sassy. Yep. You are definitely a Venice man.
Yeah. I mean, sassy Venice man.
Well, I mean, you do talk about Venice a lot and I understand why now. Do you know why? Everybody who hates on Cody and I don't know if you talk about it a lot. Do you?
No.
Okay.
She doesn't know.
Well, everybody, you know.
I also don't technically live in Venice, so that's why.
That's true. But no.
Sort of do.
Venice, low-key, as Cody would say, it kind of fucks. And I really like it. Like, I would live here. And it's really cool because it's very, very hipster. Lots of mustaches.
God damn it.
What?
I'm sorry. I had you guys turned down. I'm going to start over.
It's okay.
No.
It's okay, guys.
Wait, that's not true, actually.
Lot of mustaches.
There's so many mustaches here. Have you noticed? But I'm also warmed up now. So even if we did have to start over, I'd be like, all right, I got this.
No, I'm good. We're good. All right. We're all good. Haven't used this equipment in a while.
Lots of mustaches. Yeah. A lot of hipster men.
Okay. Have you been on the boardwalk though?
No, I'm kind of like, I'm really like, how do I explain this? Like I'm so against things that everyone talks about.
Oh my God. Me.
Like
too.
Somebody, no. Like no joke. Ooh. Like really somebody, loud. Somebody will be like,
Some people be like,
sorry, I'm a relatable teen. Anyway, somebody will be like, oh yeah, you got to check out Muscle Beach. And I'm like, fuck Muscle Beach. I'm going to go where no one else is going. That's the kind of person I am.
I am the same.
I'm like, the same thing with music. I'm the same thing with like everything. Like if people talk about it, I'm like, okay, I hate it now.
That's why I hate Justin Bieber.
See, he's kind of like,
I'm sorry. What?
Sorry, Justin, if you're listening.
Yeah, dude, she didn't mean anything by it. All right, I'm a fan. I'm a big fan, so.
Okay, like, I didn't like, okay, when he was, like, really hot, you know? Not, like, hot, like, looking. Actually, that was probably his ugliest time. Sorry, Justin, but like,
dude,
please.
I'm sorry, man. If you're watching this,
can you imagine if he watched
this?
It's
nothing to do with me. I'm a fan still.
No. I'm a fan.
Super hot. So.
I'm a fan now. Justin, he's hotter now. He sings so good. Like, imagine him like singing from down in the wind. Like,
dude, his Instagram is the weirdest shit I've ever seen in my
life. Love it. I applaud.
Do you like it?
I fucking love it because that shows his personality. Everybody's Instagram, including mine, so fake. My Instagram, so fake. That's like, I am so not me on my Instagram. I'm like trying to be all cute. Like, ew, that's not, you know? But like, he's not trying to like sugarcoat anything. He's just being him.
I don't
follow
him.
He has conjunctivitis. Like,
that,
no, now.
That I tweeted
like,
about.
If I had like an eyesight, no offense.
Hey, yeah, what the fuck?
If I had one.
It's turning into the roast of Cody right now.
I wouldn't post for an entire month.
Yeah. It took a lot for me to post while we were. It took a lot for me to go to that event too.
Yeah,
she made me go meet all of her sorority sisters. I had this giant fucking tumor on my eye, and I had to meet all of her friends. And all of them were like, "Hey, actually, the very first one I met, she goes, 'Hi, good to meet you. What's wrong with your eye? You're probably thinking about it.'"
Oh shit!
Okay, first of all, that wasn't the first time you met her.
Well, the first person I saw at
Cody
the party.
Meets a lot of people. Sorry, what? Continue.
It's true. Yeah, yeah.
You do. You're
but
popular.
See, but this was the one time.
Thank you.
This was literally the one time where like I was bringing him somewhere because it's usually just me like tagging along wherever like he's going and he knows everyone and stuff. But like I was really looking forward to bringing him to this shit, and then like I was so excited, and then he's like, "Yeah, I can't go. Like I'm not gonna go with this thing on my eye." And I was like, "Yes, you fucking are." I got so mad. I was like crying.
It's over if you don't come.
You have to.
And it was fun. It ended up being fun.
It was fun. I mean, we just drank margaritas.
Yeah.
So then you forgot about it.
Yeah. I was disfigured the whole time. But
well,
you know, whatever.
That's what glasses are for.
Yeah.
And you, I'm assuming you wore them.
No, I didn't. Oh no, I did.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
You
I did. Did. I did.
Yeah.
But
well, honestly,
still
like,
was very.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like something about a person that stands out when you first meet them. It's like, you know, at first it kind of pisses you off, and then after like 5 minutes, you're like, all right, I'm just accepted that this person looks kind of weird, and then you just don't care.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it was with you.
Yeah, maybe that's
true.
You just
accepted it.
Yeah. Right. But what were we just talking about?
Before that.
Yeah. You Instagram fakeness, Justin Bieber, because I want to get. Did you see the shitty post the other day with the somersault and
you
he just
like
stands up?
I don't follow him.
I don't
really?
Follow, I don't follow him either.
What?
I don't follow him, but like
I don't need to.
I don't give a crap about Instagram. Like, I mean, it's really dope, but like, I don't care. Like, I'm like, I don't follow people. Like, I follow like a few people. Like, I mean, no, I follow like 100 something people.
Okay.
Like,
that's not a lot.
Well, speaking of that, I actually used to follow like 700 and then I unfollowed everyone.
Okay.
Every single person.
I gotta do that.
I had zero. I was following
the
zero
purge.
People. The purge. Do you know how many people hated me after? Holy shit.
I don't doubt
no,
that
no, no,
at
no,
all.
No.
That's why I'm scared
it was
to do
not
it.
Personal. I just unfollowed everybody because I'm like, I don't even know these people. Never met any of them. Okay. And I was just following them because of social obligation. Okay. And I was like, do you know what? No, I'm done. I don't care. I don't care. I like, and I got to this point where I'm like, I don't even know you. I don't want to compare my life to you. I don't even know you. You know, you live like 20 minutes away from me and like everybody knows who you are. Like, I don't care. And I'm sorry if you probably know who you are. Well, there's like 700 of you, but like, don't be offended. Like, it's not personal, but it's just like, if I don't know you personally, I don't give a fuck about what you did on your Saturday night. I don't care that you're dueling with the buds. Okay. Like, it's cool, but I don't care.
Right.
And like, I want to know if my friends are dueling with the buds. I don't care about everyone else. And that's what it is. But
dude, we can all learn something from that.
That's the most inspirational thing I've ever heard.
I think we got to do it. I think we got to purge.
The purge.
He's been talking about doing it for a long time. Basically, right now, I'm in like a weird stage where I feel like all the people who I knew before I started dating Cody are like a little weirded out by like the fact that now I have like more followers on Instagram, and like people have like tweeted me like, "We get it, Kelsey. You're famous."
People, no,
and it's like, I don't think I'm famous by any means. Why? Because I tweeted about like ranch. Like it was a, it wasn't a, anything having to do with like anything. It
well,
was
I
just
know
a
what
tweet.
You mean. It's when you start being more chill. Okay. Because when everybody's like kind of, you know, when you don't have that many followers or whatever, or not like you have only, you know, you only have your close friends following you.
Right.
You weirdly give more fucks. I don't know if that's just me, but like when, cause I was like, oh, I gotta like always be like cute or whatever. Like, but now I do weird shit on my social media because I'm like, I don't care.
Right.
Because it's like, I know that it's not just like the people like directly near me that are going to judge me. It's like, if you're like, if there's somebody from like Australia that's looking at this and they think it's weird as fuck, I don't care because I don't know. That's just how my mind is.
Because it's all the way across the world.
Exactly. I'm like, they're not, gonna, they're not going to come over Australia. To my house.
No, shout out Australia real quick.
I want to go
you guys.
There. Yeah. No, it's not
Australia's personal. Dope.
Really?
Yes.
Okay,
it's
parents,
amazing.
You can take me it's for amazing. My 12th birthday. Okay.
We'll take you for your 18th birthday.
Okay, good.
When Perfect. Is that?
So,
in 2 years?
2 years. Okay. No, 1.5.
So what, do you go to high school right now?
No, so I left and I mean, I didn't like drop out, but I left and I was going to do online school because like whatever, like that's what, well, I mean,
true,
you know,
I didn't think about it like that.
Move. Like, no, because it's like everybody, you know, everybody like starts YouTube and then leaves school and does online school. So that was,
wait, let's say you are a YouTuber. I'm never good at like giving people context on like who the fuck I'm talking to. I'm sure everyone knows because they're probably here from your channel, but you're a YouTuber.
Mm-hmm.
Very funny. I love your stuff.
Thank you.
So does Kelsey. We're very
ditto,
big fans.
But.
And when did you started YouTube?
Okay, so
when?
Well, let me kind of explain this because this kind of I think I kind of came off wrongly with the whole like school thing. Why I left, because I talked about it in a video, and it wasn't because of YouTube. Like, if I we'll start from the beginning. Like this summer, like during in June, like June 1st. I was just like, I hated my school. I hated my social life. And I was like, this sucks. I've always wanted to start a YouTube because like what kid doesn't? I don't know. I really wanted to start a YouTube. So I was like, all right, let's do this. So I made a like lookbook. Oh God, Lord help me.
I seen it.
I'm so glad. Don't ever look, Cody.
I watched
I'm
it.
I'm not
Is
kidding.
Is it your first video on your channel?
I watched it.
Let's pull it up right now. Actually, let's watch it together.
It's so cringe, but I'm leaving it for content, like to show my growth. I'm leaving it to show my growth. I tried to be like some sort of like I was trying to be a lifestyle YouTuber, you know? I was trying to be that bitch. I was trying to fit into that like stereotype. Mm-hmm. That's what everyone does in the beginning, is that they copy what everyone else is doing. What's doing well right now? Like with girls anyways, beauty stuff. I'm not that type.
Right.
But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it anyway. So like for the first maybe 20 videos, no, 10, I was like doing these weird like girly videos, and I am so not like that. And it was so hard for me, and it was like mentally hard because I'm like, this is so not sustainable for me. I will definitely run out of ideas in like 5 minutes. But I was uploading every single day.
You have to do that, I feel like, to start.
You 100% have to start doing something that is copying someone else, in my opinion.
Or that will like get clicks.
Oh, totally. But it didn't get clicks, and that's the thing.
Oh, okay.
No one watched my, I mean, it took me so long in the beginning. Like, it was like, I wasn't gaining any subscribers, but I was posting every single day. I was, where are you?
Every day?
Every
And you were still in high school at this point.
It was summer.
Oh, okay.
And I just did not care. I'm like, what? I want to do well at this, and no one was watching my videos. I was literally getting 5 views per video.
Were
and
you
I was
promoting
like,
it?
No. No one on my social media knew about it. No one knew I had it. I didn't tell anyone until I literally had like 5K. And I was like very secretive about it. I didn't hang out with anyone over the summer. I literally made these stupid videos in the beginning. Then
who filmed them?
Me. But my dad also helped. My dad, because my dad's like, you know, he has like a nice camera. He's like an artist. He like knows about like composition and shit. He takes some of my photos too. And so like he was like, you need to do something creative because you're literally, I was in such a bad mental place, and because I had nothing. I was like, my life is so boring. Like, I'm so bored. And so I was like, I was just dwelling on like everything else. I needed a distraction. YouTube did that for me, as corny as it is. And so I kind of like started to figure out like that, like the videos I would do where it was like my personality and like me just like doing whatever and like being random, like when that kind of started like snowballing, not like subscriber wise, but like with me, like I was coming up with a bunch of ideas and it just snowballed, because when you're doing something that's like your own, like it was my, at that point it was uncharted territory kind of, like I wasn't seeing other people doing necessarily like the weird shit I was doing because it was just like random shit. Like, and so then I like made a vlog about like getting a fidget spinner, and it was like my first vlog ever, and it was so fun for me, and I was like, I'm never going back to that old beauty shit. So then I kind of like made normal, like, or the video is kind of like what I'm making now. And then I made that, and that was like, it took about a month to get my first 100 subs.
Okay. And this was like a year ago or what?
Oh no, this was like 5 months ago.
In June.
What?
Yeah, it was really, this is so insane. I'm not kidding. I literally don't know what the fuck's going on. Like, I've never been so fucking, like, it just went from like, so it was like this summer this thing started. By the time school started, I had about 100K. So I started
100,000 subscribers?
100K.
That's a fuck ton.
Dude.
Yeah, that's insane.
Well, this is what happened. And it's, okay, so I made this car vlog. Basically, it was my first car vlog. And this video got like, 100,000 views.
How? Like, how?
It just took off. Like, it just, something about it, maybe the way I tagged it, maybe the fact that it was, like, my first time driving alone. That was the video. It was my first time driving alone, and it was, like, I just got my license. And so...
You just got your... Oh, yeah, I guess you're 16.
I'm 16, yeah. So I just...
5 months ago, you just got your license.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I'm still I'm driving everywhere. I'm like, that's my thing, but...
You ever go to Trader Joe's?
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, my favorite store ever.
I love it. So drive there, like, all the time.
Say I went there in my last vlog.
Oh, of course.
Well, I haven't posted it yet.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, I was like, okay, wait, where was it? know, I'm a fake fan. No, I'm a real fan. But I love Trader Joe's, drive to Trader Joe's, drive to Whole Foods, drive to Phil's, drive to wherever. And it's like, that was really fun for me. And I like that. And so I kind of incorporated that into my videos. Now I love doing that. It's my favorite thing. I love driving vlogs. You probably know how fun it is. Because you're driving.
Yeah, y'all kill it.
We're taking a quick break to thank our sponsor, TMG Studios. And before you say anything, yes, it's completely fine that my own production company sponsored my own podcast. Daddy's got to scratch his own back sometimes. When you sign up for TMG Studios, you don't just get ad-free episodes of Insanely Chill, you get all of our shows ad-free. And with the Studios tier, you get access to hundreds of unfiltered bonus episodes from our other shows like Brooke and Connor and TMG. So go to tmgstudios.tv and sign up for TMG Studios tier to get access to ad-free and bonus episodes.
It's so fun.
These are the market cornered on the driving vlogs.
We love it.
No. I actually get really pissed when people are like, Emma's quaking. I'm like, I don't want her to fucking quake. Can't we just get along for 5 seconds?
Well, there's like, enough room for all of us. Like, we can all driving vlog. Because it's like, if you're doing your own, if you're talking about your own shit, like, we're talking about different stuff. We're very different people. It's not like you're verbatim copying, like, I'm in the car. Oh, I'm driving to Phil's. And like, you're not like trying to like be me. Like,
I drink
coffee. You should
coffee.
Just copy one of her vlogs word for word.
Oh, no, that's
like,
happened.
Memorize it.
No, people have done that too.
What?
Yep. Okay. So, well, speaking of the video,
are you serious?
Okay, let's talk.
What?
Oh my God. Yes.
And wait, how many subscribers do you have now?
Like
300,000.
Like 39K. I don't know. I don't even look anymore. It's unhealthy. I'll explain that later.
I do. I'm obsessed with
okay,
that
I'm
shit.
On my social blade at least once a day, but I try to only
there
look.
There you go. There you go.
No, I mean, I'm like, I don't go on the live sub count anymore. I used to like sit there and just like, like, well, let me explain how I got to the first 100K because it's pretty weird. It was like one day, well, I posted that dollar store video and that video did super duper well, like really fast, but it didn't actually not really fast. It took like a month, but then like a month later, that video started just like kind of weirdly like getting a lot of views. And I was like, I don't mind. And it just blew me up like that one video. And I got so much hate. Oh my God. It was bad. Like serious
amounts
of hate. Comments, DMs, like tweets at me.
Why?
People fucking hated me. Absolutely were so mad.
Because of that one video?
Well, because like that video really like, it was like I went from like 300 or 30K to like 100K in like a week.
Yeah, that happened with me with the Instagram comedy video.
Yeah,
the exact same thing happened. I get like,
but
I got
you
like 20,000 subscribers in a day. No, everyone loved it.
I got 20,000. No, that's what happened to me. That video got me 20K in a day. And I literally, but it was unhealthy for me because I didn't know anything about YouTube. I was so confused. And I was like, I just kind of thought it was normal. And then when my subs started like going down to like a normal level, I was like it's over. Like
yeah.
It was only, and so because I didn't realize.
I think the way that YouTube works, like their algorithm,
mm-hmm.
is that like there's like certain tiers basically mm-hmm. that their like algorithm like recognizes. And once you gain enough traction in one tier, it'll like blast you up to the next tier and
right.
then you'll like stagnate for mm-hmm. a little while. And then it happens again and again.
Like if a video starts doing really good, like they'll like supposedly I was getting a bunch of people that were like, oh, why is this in my recommended page? Like this is so stupid. But like that was every comment I got was like, this is in my recommended page. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Other people were like, this is in my recommended page. You think you're really funny and you're an ugly bitch. Like it was like, it was both of that. But for me, I was like, I don't fucking care. Like I don't care about hate, to be honest. Like it doesn't piss me off. Like, because half the time I'm like, okay, you're kind of right. Like, no, like the haters aren't right. But like, I'm like, you know what? Go ahead. Like it's like you're saying something like, oh, you're a sarcastic bitch. And I'm like, okay, well, that's kind of true. I am a sarcastic bitch. And I am like, you know, so you kind of,
I'm a sassy man.
Right. Like, or
people
like,
people call me,
you know,
sassy man. I embrace it now.
Right. I mean,
sass man.
How's like, but the old comments, it seems like those get to you.
They
bit.
Do. I fucking hate them.
No, you're not old. You're just not old.
It's just like,
I am now.
You're okay. First of all, you're not
getting up there.
But you like, don't have any wrinkles.
Well, It's because I've got a facelift.
Okay.
So
we love a Venice Botox.
It's Botox queen.
A Venice Botox sassy man.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not old.
No, you're not old.
It's annoying. I'm not old, and I know it's like a meme, but it's like, right. It's just like, it's not funny anymore. And it's just like, I don't get it.
Honestly?
And the worst part is when I meet someone from the industry who in Hollywood, when I go on meetings and shit like that, people are like, oh yeah, yeah, I was on your channel. Everyone's like calling you old. And I was like, it's a joke. Like, please don't.
Oh shit.
It affects my career.
See, but that's the thing. It's like people, I think also in the industry, which don't even, but like,
what was that?
Nothing. We won't go there. But I don't know. Actually I didn't realize YouTube is, not YouTube, but people are trying, there's a little, you can be a YouTuber without being involved in the industry.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, you definitely. Can.
Yeah.
But I think it is something I know. I mean, I'm somebody who I kind of tried to dip my toe in,
mm-hmm.
and I just didn't like it.
To what? The Hollywood?
No, but being a little bit more doing stuff management or trying to take acting classes and shit like that. I didn't actually get into it, but I was kind
you
of
should.
Thinking about
you
it.
You absolutely should.
But here's
I
the
think
thing.
You out of anyone should definitely do
okay,
it.
But here's the thing about it. I would with something I don't know, acting. That'd be fun. And I'd love to do that. But with my YouTube, I feel when you have things kind of maybe people kind of chiming in or trying to do stuff if you, kind of basically kind of turning you into something. Does that make sense? I don't want to be they try to kind of put you in a box a little bit maybe. I don't want to be in a box. I don't want anybody, I don't want people to be you are a comedian and you can't do anything else. If you want to make a video about if you want to make a story time, you can't because you can only make comedy videos.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in some sort of thing like mm-hmm. that. And I think that completely defeats the purpose of YouTube. I think the whole point of YouTube is you can do whatever the living crap you want, you want.
I think we're at a point in YouTube and Hollywood and whatever, where people are realizing that you can as an artist, you're just an artist and you can do
very true.
Anything that if you're a creative person,
mm-hmm.
whatever creative endeavor you want it, you know, you have people Filthy Frank that's now making mm-hmm. serious music and mm-hmm. it's taking off.
Right.
People like Donald Glover who's done everything.
Mm-hmm. You know Once you have the audience, they kind of end up liking you for you. Hopefully, as long as you're being yourself, they're going to and they love you and they want to support whatever you're doing. That's how I am. When I see certain YouTubers I like, i.e. Cody, making music, you best believe, I hear about that shit and I'm on it because I like you and I like your videos. I'm maybe I'll like his music. And I mean, the Clout music video kind of hit home for me. I really like the Brazil part.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, I pissed my pants.
Really?
The Brazil part. I was holy fuck, that's so good. But anyway, I think that's really dope. And I like seeing other people do that when they do other stuff. I don't want to see somebody dig themselves into a hole where they can only do something. And so and I think that's stupid. So I like to see, I like when people evolve. I like mm-hmm. that you're doing music now. I like who else is doing
this? Do you listen to Bangers and Ass?
Of course.
Yes.
No, 100%. What?
What did you think? Honest opinion.
It was genuinely really good. But here's the thing that I like about it because, everyone's making music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone's doing it.
And the thing is it's because, I'm probably going to offend a lot of people. Please don't hate me. And I don't think I will, actually. I just am,
Direct the hate towards me.
Okay. Well, no, because but a lot of people are making music. And I think that a lot of people shouldn't. I think anybody. I think anyone.
I agree.
No, if you are passionate about music, make music. But I'm starting to see.
I just realized we were talking about the put people in a box thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, a lot of people are making music, and I'm like, yeah, you shouldn't do that. Even though I just said before.
No.
But if you're a creative person, you should be able to do anything.
Are you saying if you're actually passionate about making music, then make music? But if you're just making music to say
money.
That you
yeah,
make
yeah, yeah,
music,
yeah, 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 yeah.
There's a
I
lot
totally
of people
agree.
Making songs for literally money, and I see it. I'm like, there's no way that there's people who actually are bopping to this song right now. There's no fucking way.
Yeah, because Jake Paul's Christmas album.
Exactly, or even something I'm not going to subtweet, but there's other ones that are just these people. They definitely didn't write the song.
Wait, who? I want to know who you're about to.
I literally, when the podcast ends, I will. Okay. Like auto-tuned completely, which auto-tuned when you're rapping or when you're doing other stuff, but they're actually trying to, they're doing maybe singing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I bet it would actually sound better without all that shit, auto-tune. If you can just sing, don't try to make this song that you didn't write that just, I feel it's just for money.
Yeah.
And I think that's really stupid. If you're passionate about music, make music, but don't make music just if it's just putting your name on it. I don't know if that's true, but I would be very surprised if certain people that I have in mind are writing their own music. That's all I have to say.
Nobody's writing their own music.
No.
Yeah.
And it is hard. In the video I posted today, I put a little rap in it.
Oh, we saw.
Dude, it was good.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was good.
Thank you. I like made that on iMovie.
I wanted to play it.
Oh, fuck no. It's like.
Yeah, how did you make that? So you did like a rap song.
Yeah.
How did you do it?
On iMovie. Made it on iMovie. Yeah.
That's the fucking beauty of this shit. It's like, if you want to sit down and be like, I want to make a rap tune, you can make it happen. Well, you don't need the software. You don't need the,
No, you figure it out. Your bitch. No, that's
what she's doing right now. She's going through that whole process.
You make iMovie your bitch. People hate on iMovie. Like, people are like, oh, you know, you don't, like, whatever, you know. If you can make it your bitch.
Yeah.
You can. And I don't know.
How long did it take you to learn? Like, when you started YouTube, did you know how to edit?
Yeah.
You did.
Because I made
party vines.
I made some vines, but I did competitive cheer. Mm-hmm. And so when I did that, I would make like kind of like artsy videos.
Like about your cheer team?
Like of like the competition. It was like a montage basically.
Okay.
And I also did like travel. Like when I'd like travel, I would like do GoPro videos. It was basically just GoPro videos.
Yeah.
And they were like really fun. Like I really loved that. And I like, it made me, you know, it made me a better editor. It made me know how to like do a lot of shit. Cause I was like doing that. And I would like spend like a week on those videos, even though they were not great, but like it was fun. And I learned from that. And then I like kind of like evolved. And then I wasn't comfortable in front of a camera at that time. So it was never like vlogging or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like clips.
Yeah.
And then, and then I don't know. I think if you just learn something well enough, you can make it do anything you want.
Right.
And like, I wasn't going to like try to use like GarageBand. Oh God. No.
I want to listen to it.
Okay. I'm going to get
this
red.
Is her rap. This is her rap that she made on
YouTube. Oh my God. I'm going to get so up. No.
The video is so funny
too.
I'm going to cry.
Where did you get the beat?
YouTube. Copyright free. Oh shit. I can't listen to it. Okay, no, keep it going.
She whips in the car, coffee in a jar, looking like a fucking superstar. She gets a check, all hands on deck until she rides and does internal next.
That's good.
It is actually good. Really good.
Yeah,
and I like the
I'm so
like
I'm gonna have to recover from that. I will have to recover for a few minutes.
Sorry.
Like, no,
sorry to blow up your spot like that.
No, hopefully people will actually like want to like go to my channel now. Who are like Cody's fans will actually want to go from that, hopefully.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone would.
How did you like the vocal effects and shit like that? What did you do?
I like the vocal effects a lot. Yeah. I like the little the little guy. Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. That was real.
The what?
So I basically, iMovie has all these like vocal, like they do have the vocal effects that are just on it. So I like layered two, like, so I put like my audio track, I put it twice.
Yeah.
Were you just home alone, like shouting your rap into your computer?
Yes. Yes. And my neighbors were outside and I'm like, God fucking damn, like, this is so bad. And they hate me too. So it's like, that's even better. You know, they hate me. So like it would just,
why do they hate you?
Well, okay, so I live in an apartment and they live below us. That's all I have to say.
Oh, okay.
Like, I mean, I'm allowed, so I stomp. I mean, and it's not my fault. Like, I actually tippy toe now because they like called the cops on us. I'll literally walk from my room to the bathroom and they will call the cops. They will call the cops. And but they also like, they do drugs down there. They'll be like 12 people down there. Like one time.
What drugs do they do?
I mean, like weed. No, actually, like, well, I think they do
call
more.
Call the cops on them.
No,
they're smoking the devil's lettuce down there?
Well, and it comes up into our apartment.
Call 911.
I know, but like, it comes up into our apartment and like me and my mom get like high from it. No, I'm just kidding. But like, no.
Contact. Hey, is this the cops? We're getting contact high
second,
from our neighbors downstairs.
Second hand high. It was so late. We like, we're like eating our whole fridge. I'm losing. No, but they're like so insane. And like, she's like, they fight down below. Like they'll like, it's a daughter and her mom and the daughter's like 25. And they really, really fight a lot. And like, they'll be screaming like about, like, I remember one time I heard them arguing about how like the mom leaves the toast, her toast on top of the toaster and forgets to eat it. And like her daughter was just like going off. And like, I'm talking about like crying, screaming, like closing closet doors really loudly, like smashing.
Stop leaving your fucking toast on the thing. Yeah. Mom, it's pissing me off.
No, I'm not. No, but it's like serious fights. And like, so they're insane. But so like them hearing me rapping probably wasn't the best for me. So
do they know who you are? Sorry.
Oh, they totally do. I mean, we've lived there for like 4 years.
Okay.
So.
But like, do they know about your YouTube
channel?
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
Oh, hell no. They're no, I don't think so. Because like, I'd be really surprised. They're not that type. They're not that type, like, to watch YouTube. Like, yeah, they would probably watch, like, Game of Thrones, and that's it. That's mm-hmm. that they're that type.
Oh, they're mm-hmm. that type.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're
well,
Game of Thrones,
do you know,
watchers.
What? No, yeah. no, no. The daughter, Degrassi, I bet she watches that. Like, still. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not, Kim, like, I mean, I've never watched it. I can't judge, but she would be
never
that type.
Never watched it either.
I don't know.
Okay, so let's go back. So you did the video, the dollar store video.
Yeah.
That took off. Right. And then you dropped out of high school.
Okay. No. So here's what happened.
Completely wrong.
So I was like successfully, I mean, like uploading, like in school, my grades were good, like whatever. It was like not an issue there. I've always been extremely, oh my God, Silicon Valley for school.
Mm-hmm.
It's so bad yeah. for you mentally. Like, because the kids, it's all about like now I'm like college, like we're going to, like my mom's like going to get me into Stanford. Like, you know, like I can't with that because I'm just a normal, like everybody, I feel like it's just, if you're from Silicon Valley, maybe you can agree, but like people are very, like, very like highfalutin about college, you know?
Keep chatting, sorry.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is that moment. When it goes black, I'm so proud to be here for that. Anyway, so people are really like, yeah, very like about college. My entire life, I've been like, my entire life is surrounded around what college I'm going to. I'm like, I literally slept four hours a night, every night doing my homework. Like, and then when I started, you know, it was like YouTube, then it was like, I like would literally pull all nighters so that I could edit and have like, I didn't need to do that. I didn't need to have three videos up a week or whatever. I didn't. But it was like, for me mentally, like YouTube was the only thing that I like liked, and I hated my school. And sorry, like administrators, if you're watching this, it was a small private school. So like okay. they would find out about this somehow.
Okay.
And they're probably watching this right now. Anyways.
So shout out to you.
What's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
Good to have you here.
Right.
Administrators of whatever school you went to.
We won't be shouting them out. They'll sue me. No, they would literally, that's something they would do. But anyway. So like, and you know, they tried to like make a deal with me, you know, but I was so, it was like, well, I'm that school, like something about it. Like, I don't think if it, I don't know if it was exactly that school, super depressed, like so bad. And I'm not like a depressed person. I can pull myself out of it real quick. But like when I was doing homework, pulling all nighters, I was sleeping like nothing. I wasn't eating food. I literally like looked actually dead. Like I literally looked dead. Okay. And it was like, fine. Not really. But it just got to a point where I was like, this is so dumb. Like I could do online school. I could, well, what I'm planning on doing is graduating early. You can take a test in California and graduate early.
Mm.
Pretty sure I'm going to do that. So we'll see. But
are you like, do you have to like study for it?
Well, I'm not really sure. I think that, well, okay. I've kind of low-key already took it, but, and I kind of low-key already passed the test. I basically graduated high school.
What?
I don't like to tell people. And I also hide my school that like didn't believe in
oh
me.
Oh my
like,
God, you did?
I'm a high school graduate.
Are you
I'm
actually?
So no, excited. I actually am. Like,
I have You're 16 and you graduated high school.
I have
wow,
my diploma
I
at home.
I am really proud.
I know. It's wild.
That's so cool.
I know.
Good for you.
No, it's a dope opportunity.
You also just That's didn't mention
sick.
That.
Well, I kind of like, I don't, I try to like, I
You're
lie
genius.
About
Genius.
That's
I'm
so
not.
Dope.
You're a damn genius.
Thank you.
We are goddamn proud parents.
Mm. Thank you,
Aren't
mom
you
and dad.
Proud?
Cheers.
Cheers to our fucking yeah. kid. Good yeah. job, sweetheart.
Thanks, mom and dad. But
Crazy.
No, I, well, it's actually, I don't think they don't promote it. Like they don't tell you that you can take this test and graduate because everyone would fucking do it. The school system is so fucked. Okay. It's not designed for everyone. And like,
right.
and also people look down upon you if you graduate early because it's like, you know, okay, like you know, I could have stayed at school, taken all the APs, whatever shit that I was going to do. And like, then I could go to this really bomb ass college, whatever. But like, I could still go to college right now. I could even like with this kind of thing that I have going right now, I could go to a junior college for my last, like for 2 years.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. And then you could graduate from college.
I could transfer into anywhere I want. If I
and
want
then you could
to.
Graduate from college at like 19.
Exactly.
That's so cool.
Why don't
Wait,
people
are you
do
gonna
this?
Do that?
I don't, well, see, here's the thing about college. Well, I think I'm going to take definitely this year off and like, I can
yeah,
figure
just
that
do,
out next
do
year.
Do videos like
just be a YouTuber.
Full-time? Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I definitely, I don't know what I'm going to do. I think with like, because I did, well, I was very school. I was a very, very school driven child. Like until sophomore year, like I got straight A's every single year. And like sophomore year, it was not as good. It was like, I mean, it was still good. It was still good. And I was taking hard classes and I really pushed myself and I spent all my time. I'm not smart. I just spent a lot of time on it. And mm-hmm. I like did my best and I just like really like worked hard and I didn't like fuck off. I mean, I did, but like I, you know, at the end of the day though, like I will stay up late and I will do my homework and yeah. I will like, right. and but
when other people are juuling with the boys,
right. Emma's at home eating snacks and like doing her homework. Right. Actually, no, like not eating girl. Snacks, just crying and doing her homework. A little bit too real, but no, I'm just kidding. I actually, well, I didn't even cry. Like I would just kind of like, I was just like for literally 7 hours after school. And like, I was just, ugh, it was bad for my health. But I think the thing is like that school was really, it's not like it was, they, you know, the classes were not easy yeah. and like the teachers were hard. And I mean, those
were
classes,
nuns?
They live in the back and we don't see them.
Like they like, love this shit. It's so, it's such like
was it
Catholic,
a Catholic
private
oh, was
school.
It Catholic?
I'm not religious at all, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
am I.
This is, the school's not going to like this either, but I've kind of grown up being somebody who's maybe, I'm kind of like spiritual on my own, okay. you know, like I'll figure that out. Or like, I kind of have my own weird beliefs that don't fit anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like it's kind of my own like ideas. And like, so, but I think being around like a religion, very like, they weren't like shoving it down your throat. I mean, you didn't have to pray. You didn't have to do the sign of the cross.
Right. But it was always like, it's like in the air.
Oh, totally. And like, and it's, you know, and when you God. Don't, it's like,
God is in the air.
Oh, totally. And like when, you know, when you don't, like, if you don't do the sign of the cross, everybody's kind of like,
100%.
Totally. And it's like a little bit, it's a little subtle, but
this
like,
shit?
Yeah.
Like if, you know,
Father,
yeah.
Son, Holy Spirit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
and like
good job.
I don't know. Yeah. I know. Good.
Thank
but
you.
They
God's,
would love
God's
you.
In the air,
you
know what I'm saying?
It was also an all girls school. I don't know if I mentioned that. Mm. But like it was I mean, I don't know, and I think it was a lot it was a lot of, I think the vibes at the school for me personally just weren't the best. Like I feel like the morale overall, very negative, a lot of kind of bringing each other down. And I think that I think that's high school, maybe.
Yeah.
But I think it was also, I think being all girls, you would think it would kind of like diffuse a lot, but I don't think it did.
That's why I almost went to an all girls
yeah.
private Catholic school. And I was just like, I can't. Like,
no,
that's,
it's gotta
everyone's
be just
gonna
like
fight.
Hard, yeah.
Well, also I like guys like, or, no, well, yeah, but like, I like, no, no, no. But like, I mean, no, I like hanging out with guys too.
Right.
And like, I mean, you know, the feeling may not be mutual, but like, I do know, like, I like having friends, like guy friends too. And I think it kind of like, cause they're more chill. Like they're not like all like weird and competitive about shit. The girls are like,
yeah,
I'm
totally.
Like, you know, wow, yeah, like, my skin is so good right now. Like, you know, or like, I don't know, like guys aren't like that. They're more chill. It's more just like, yeah, like you know, snacks. I don't know. Like, and so I don't know. I just thought that like, I think it would have helped to have a little bit of both with the dynamic.
Right. Yeah.
All girls. It just,
yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know. But
so then you dropped out, you graduated. Now are you going to go to college after you take the year?
So
off?
I'm not exactly sure because, well, here's the thing about college and my dad went to San Diego State and he left after 2 years to be in a band. Then is now like a painter full time. Like that's his job or whatever. Artist, I guess. And so I kind of like grew up around him and he's a very successful guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so like seeing that really did kind of make me feel like college is amazing. Great, great opportunity. It's so great.
Yeah.
And I really think that it's something you should never, like, you should never say you have to, and you should never say, like, you don't have to. Like, it should always be, it's, like, it's one of those things where I feel like it should be something you should really, really be excited about and passionate about. And so you have to find a place that, like, is like good for you. And you know, like something like if you're interested in something, like don't, okay, if you really like making YouTube videos, not that I'd go to college for like film, like I'll figure that out on my own.
Mm.
But like if you're really passionate about like, I don't know, maybe I want to be a director, then I'll go to like film school. Not that I want to do that.
Right.
But like everybody, I feel like in high school, you just kind of are like told like, you don't need to care about what you like to do because you're just gonna like, you know, you just have to go to the good college first.
Right.
Then you
right.
figure out what you're gonna
right.
do.
I 100% agree.
I think it's like extremely beneficial, like YouTube or not, whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. The fact that you're like making money now and mm-hmm. like actually like running a business,
oh,
essentially.
Yeah. No, totally.
I think that's like such like, I don't know, you'd never learn that
you're
shit.
You're
in
the
college.
Real world once yeah. you're like, doing this shit.
You know what I mean?
Like,
yeah.
I mean, you know, you're managing your own money. You're looking at, you know, you're like looking at, well, how can I, you know, oh, this video like got demonetized here. Like, why? Like, I wanna make them, you know,
yeah.
How do you like avoid that in the future? Like
yeah.
I, you know, I'm doing stupid merch stuff, which isn't even like, no, it's not stupid, but like I, you know, I set up my own merch site on my own. I'm kind of somebody who I like to be in control of all of it.
Mm.
And because of that, like I haven't really had, nobody's really been holding my hand, but it made me like really, I think it's made me a really, like, I feel like I can do anything.
Yeah.
Because I, like, figured all this shit out on my own. You don't need, like, you know, you don't need someone to bring you up if you do it on your own. You can do it on your own. And, like, or, like, to teach you how to do all that shit. But, like, college-wise, I don't know. If I find, like, a program, a college, and I find something that I'm passionate about that the college could offer me, I would 100% be glad to do it. And I'm doing my research about trying to find that. And I haven't found anything yet. But if it doesn't, if I don't ever find one and I don't ever go, I think I would figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? And that's something Definitely. That like you have to kind of, but not everyone can, you know, not, I don't know if that's something that would be a good path for everyone to not go or to go. Like it's, you just, it's so different for everyone. It's
yeah.
Not,
don't not go to college, but maybe go. Don't go
don't,
to college.
Don't
is the
not
lesson
go to
here.
College, but you know go I mean? To college. And don't, yeah. but don't feel like you have to go, but
exactly.
you should go.
But maybe you could go.
But right. you can.
But don't you, think you have to.
No.
Right.
But don't not think you also don't have to.
Right. It's totally mm. it's your life, your
yeah, thank
rules.
You.
You should tweet that.
Yeah, I think I will.
I would not retweet it.
You know what I, you know what I, what the fuck? You basically ghost wrote that tweet. You know what I was thinking about tweeting today? Get this joke, all right?
Let's
this is
hear
a hot,
it.
It's a hot joke right here,
I'm
original.
I'm excited.
It's pretty fucking dope that on, that.
Okay, wait, is this the tweet or no?
Yes.
All right, I hate it.
No, that, that for Christmas, people will just send each other pictures of themselves in the mail.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Isn't that funny?
I love
like
that.
Like, as a concept. Okay, that was the tweet. Like, it's just whatever. But, like, as a concept, isn't that absurd?
It's so
like
absurd.
Families would be like, here, yeah. happy holidays. Here's a picture of us.
It's hashtag bragging.
That's fucked
it's,
up.
It's very bizarre.
It's weird
but
as
I
fuck.
But I just feel like...
Hey, here's us standing in front of the
in
tree
a,
in sweaters.
In a,
thanks. Thank you.
I have a done nice one every year with my family.
Yeah. And you send them out. You send,
we
them,
send
out to,
them out.
I get. I get
no,
it.
I get it.
I don't know. It's definitely weird. But I feel like when you don't do it, like there was a year where my mom was like, "All right, I think we're gonna stop." And like,
no, people get pissed.
People, yeah. like family, like that lives in New York, who only sees pictures of us because they
like,
don't
are
have
you
Facebook
guys dead
or anything? Yeah, right. like got like pissed.
Right.
That.
No, I mean, like, my family
she wasn't sending
I don't know so what you look
him,
like this year.
She sent him on, like, New Year's.
As if you can't see it on Facebook every fucking
yeah,
5 minutes,
on,
even though no one goes to Facebook.
Yeah. Actually, here, like, you know what? Merry Christmas. Yeah. Here's a picture of me.
Yeah.
We're going to do that.
Holidays.
I, well,
are
I mean,
we
should the
this
three
year?
Of us
yeah.
send out Christmas?
Yeah, 100%. Probably. Send it to all, you know, all the, you know, Jake Paul. Send it out to Jake Paul. Send it out to, speaking of Jake Paul, he's hashtag hacked.
Yeah, so what's the deal with that? Tell me the deal.
May
so Jake Paul got hacked. And tell me your conspiracy behind the, well, tell me how he got hacked first.
Yeah, what happened?
What happened?
Here's what I, okay.
His videos got hacked?
Listen to this shiz. Okay. So last night, I'm talking to my dad on the phone. And I was talking about some random shit, okay? And I don't even know what I was talking to him about. We're talking about Jake Paul, and because I hadn't like checked up on him, Jake Paul in
haven't?
A while. No, I haven't. That's I'm not weird. Subscribed. I know, fair.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
I'm literally only subscribed on YouTube to you and all of Cody's channels. Those are
oh my
the
God,
only
I'm
people
so honored.
I'm subscribed to. Just by the
I'm
way,
I'm subscribed to thousands of people. No, I'm just kidding. Like 100 people, no joke.
Are you really?
And I don't watch any of them. No,
I
want to
talk about who your favorite is on YouTube, but let's talk
yeah,
about the Jake Paul thing.
Okay,
first.
So, well, Jake Paul, I'm sorry if you're watching this, but
he's definitely not watching this.
Well, you never know, kid.
Nah, actually, he might be. Justin Bieber and Jake Paul are watching this together.
Dude,
jerk
probably.
Each other off.
Really. Love that. No, this is a very good podcast. Yeah. So, okay, I got it.
What do you think?
First
it
thing
is?
I notice. I look at his channel and I see his icon is this weird, creepy symbol. I'm like, this motherfucker was hacked.
On YouTube.
You can check it out. It's like, it's kind of like black with like a weird, like pixely 8, it looks like, or maybe B. Don't know. Could be both. I'm not good at math. And and so then I like clicked on his channel and I'm like, is this my, and then I look. Okay, you know when you like, okay,
yeah.
That was real.
Sorry.
No, look
yeah,
at that.
It is, yeah.
Right? No. Look at his about. Click on the about tab.
I can't see.
On the, yeah. Look, it's all black lines. That's fucking creepy as shit, bro. His info is gone. No, but like. So,
why am I, you're talking about this thing?
Yeah, just these little black things.
Okay. So I saw that shit last night. And I haven't been on his channel in a long time. So I was like, what changed here? I don't know. I look at his past two videos. And they're these creepy ass cryptic weird videos.
Really?
But listen to the content, like what the videos were about. It was basically what okay, well, there's Ty Lopez.
Sorry, I keep interrupting what you're saying.
No, you're totally good. But it was, well, speaking of, no, we won't talk about Ty Lopez. I know you've already done enough of that.
Yeah.
But like, okay, Here it is. So I drink too much coffee, all right? But okay, the video basically is saying that there was a Team 10, somebody who wanted to join Team 10, but like wasn't let in. Basically everyone. Well, no. But a lot of people probably are like that. But of course, one of them, you know, didn't, he was completely ignored. Didn't even get the time of day.
Okay.
And I guess he's mad. So he hacks Jake Paul, or like his team hacks Jake Paul. And it's basically like, you know who I am. I'm hacking you because you didn't let me be in Team 10. I hacked your YouTube and your Instagram, but not your Twitter. And the second I heard that, I was like, ding. And then it was like, the only way his fans can contact him is through his Twitter. And I'm like, ding. All these are red flags for me when I'm watching this video.
Yeah.
I think about it for 5 seconds. I go onto his Twitter. He posts a very unconcerned video. Like about like everything's hacked. Okay. And I notice his Twitter has substantially, if that's the right word to use, less like a very, he's way less followers on Twitter than every other social media. Is that like, you know, a coincidence that that one happened to be not hacked? My conspiracy is that
he just did the whole thing to get Twitter followers.
Exactly. Because the only way that you can contact Jake Paul right now, you can't get the everyday bro stuff. So you got to go on Twitter for that content from Jake Paul that you need every single day. You know what I mean? So you got to go to Twitter. Let's see how many he has now. Okay. He still has 2.8. That's what I saw last night. But that's my conspiracy, is that he did it for Twitter followers and Twitter engagement. He wants his fans to go to his Twitter because
that's probably true.
And he's losing subs right now too, I think.
Is he really?
He is. I looked.
That's dope. No, that's good.
No, I mean, okay, well, not anymore, so never mind.
No, that's me. Mm. Sorry, I just had to check my own stats before.
Yeah.
Oh, he is. Holy shit.
Yeah, but this happens to him like once a week, so it's like whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he goes through phases where he loses, but
if it's real, then bless your heart, whoever hacked him.
Well, do you know what? That's honestly, great. No. That's great. This is what I was thinking. At first, I thought it was real. There's no way. It's 100% a publicity stunt. I'm sure of it.
Why does he need to do... Sorry, keep going.
He has fucking 12 million subs.
Why does he need to do this shit?
He's like a million billionaire. Like, he really does not need to fake up being hacked. Also, being hacked, that shit scares the living crap out of me. Like, that is so sad. And, like, I don't even care if it's Jake Paul. Like, when I heard, I was like, oh. Like, even my heart broke for the kid.
I know.
And I'm not the biggest fan. But then I watched the video and I'm like, this motherfucker trying to trick us all, making us follow him on Twitter so we can get our everyday bro content.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Very
manipulative.
Well, yeah, but it's smart that you, like, put all of that together. But I wouldn't.
He just doesn't need to do it.
No. But he, I think he feels like he probably needs to like spice it up or something.
Oh no, for sure. Keep him relevant. You know, you got, I mean like
keep, like if people stop talking about him, he doesn't like if people stop talking about him.
Yeah.
And he's not, people aren't really saying anything positive about him lately. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot of like accusations about him, like bullying people and whatnot. So he was like, let's forget about all that. And if I say I'm hacked, people will feel bad.
Well, I think
you felt bad.
I did. And if he truly is hacked and this isn't a publicity stunt, I'm sorry for assuming.
Don't be how you are.
Or you know what you could do is just like not bully people and like not be shitty.
Right. That's nice. That
could
be good.
Instead of pretending you got hacked, you could just like, you know.
Like maybe. Yeah. But I mean, let's think about it here though.
That's a good point.
When Jake Paul does anything good, who gives any fucks? I feel like when Jake Paul does something good, you feel like
he does it in a Jake Paul way. Like he do? Like rent jet skis or something for the Houston flood? And he was like helping people on jets. It's like, what?
It just feels wrong.
Team 10, maybe he's like handing out merch to the people that are fucking drowning.
It's so bad. And it's so true. That's the bad part. Like, I wish he's like, well, he is kind of like a living, like,
he's a living, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah,
you're living
I mean, there. And it's also weird too. Like, I don't know. It's always weird. Like, I wonder, like, how could somebody, like, I don't know. I don't understand who exactly is his audience? Because the other day I was in Phil's, Shronker, and I saw someone wearing, who was like older.
Phil's is so good, by the way.
Like 20. Oh, really?
So good.
So
I love Phil's.
I know, me too. Okay, good. I'm glad. But
I've never been there.
So bomb. Here we go.
What?
So we'll go to the Santa Monica one.
It's so good. And I went to the Santa Monica once and it was really good. I mean, same everywhere. But anyways, like I saw someone who was like, no joke, 20. And I don't judge. Like, but I was like really curious, like wearing a, you know, like Team 10 merch.
No way.
Like 20 years old.
Fuck.
And
really?
I was so confused. But I was like, I mean, I'm not going to jump to any conclusion here. Maybe like Jake like really lifts up her day. I don't know. But it was very surprising to me because I assume that his like demographic, maybe 10 to 12. That's my guess.
Oh, it is.
Definitely.
But like, maybe not. Maybe there's some underground. I mean, she had his merch. Like, that's money. Like, I have so many YouTubers. I don't own their merch. I mean, I own your merch, but like, I do.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
In the video.
Oh yeah. Right. Right. Did you buy just for that video?
No. Well, actually what happened was me and my friend, well, yeah, like we're both really big fans. She bought me the shirt and I was like,
Yeah. Shout out to your friend.
Yeah.
And you.
We were talking about it and like, well, we watch your video. Like we used to watch your videos together.
Okay.
And so then like, of course. And then it was like kind of our thing, you know? Oh. And so, well, I mean, also.
I'm flattered. Thank you.
Well, you know. Yeah, it was. I was pretty excited about it. And
I got to get some Emma Chamberlain merch now.
I need to get better merch.
What's on it?
Buy it? Okay, well, I have. Oh God, this is so cringe. So like, I made merch that said "frick" on it. Okay, because that's what I say all the time. Turns out, like 20 other YouTubers have merch that say "frick" on it, like exactly right here, like the exact same as my merch.
Oh really?
And I don't know. Well, one was Brent Rivera. Thank you, Brent. Like, Jesus. We get it. You were really great on Vine and I wasn't. But like,
the thing is, like, with him, it's not ironic because he doesn't swear.
Right. No,
where
I know.
You do, right?
Oh, I swear all the time. Yeah. I mean, I've sworn enough.
You dropped a couple F bombs on this podcast.
I have a dirty mouth, you know?
I'm going to have to go through and edit all of those out.
Sorry. yeah. Well, I'm kidding. I edit mine out because, like, I don't want to get demonetized.
Have you ever been demonetized?
Oh, all the time. Yeah. But I request for review and it gets passed every time. The video I posted today, demonetized. It's so annoying.
Like, right away?
Right away.
I know. Mine does that too. And then
do you request for review?
Yeah, every time, but it takes like a day or 2 days. And
by
that
time, you lose all your shit. Yeah. It sucks.
I don't make. Do you make decent money on your channel?
Honestly, like I'd say, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like considering like it's not like I mean I'm 16. This is like you know my job or whatever, and considering all that, it's pretty good. And I would say like for anyone who, even though I do get demonetized sometimes because I upload 3 times a week, it helps because it's like by the end of the week like it adds up.
Yeah.
So then it's like, you know, and that's what really helps. I think posting a lot is the way, that's how you get, you know, if you want to make a lot of money from YouTube, that's why everyday vloggers.
I know. Holy shit, money.
And also people can binge watch. They go back, watch other videos.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. But I think, I don't know.
Is it hard posting 3 times a week? Like, do you run out of ideas and shit? Are you working on it like all the time?
All the time.
Yeah.
Like literally
you're either shooting or editing.
Right. Well, no, I'm actually ahead because I made myself ahead for this. But so that I would like not be stressed while I'm here, you know, I mean, but I'm also like, you know, I'm always thinking about shit. I'm like, okay, like if I'm going to be going to Venice, like I'll vlog the whole thing. I can write it off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like shit like that, which is like adult stuff.
It's such
That's
adult
crazy. You're
stuff.
16. Know, and you're already talking about writing shit off.
But you're so mature.
Well,
I want to no be idea. You when I was 16.
Me too.
I want to be you now.
I wish I was doing this shit when I was young. Seriously. Yeah,
I know. No, I tell every, like, I don't know why, like you think that. It's not like you think that you don't have a chance. Like when you're going to start, you're like, there's no way. There's too many YouTubers. That's so false. Like if you literally, if you're yourself, well everybody's fake.
You're funny though. Like,
thank you. But like,
I don't know. I'm always, follow your dreams and that shit, no, but like be realistic too. Like,
well, I don't know.
If you're not good at painting, like I'm never going to be like, all right, I'm going to be a famous painter because I'm never fucking going to be a famous painter.
Well, I think that's true, but no. I've never seen your art, sir. But,
I did those up there actually.
No way.
No, I'm kidding.
I was like, holy shit, Cody is literally like, that's like a freaking like, you know, when like the people that's outside. Like
that's what your neighbor would make, I feel like.
No, she would literally, she's just good at rolling the joint, sass it. But anyways, and then puffing it into my apartment, but whatever.
Getting me high.
Yeah, literally. I mean, I've like, that was the only time I've ever been high was from her secondhand smoke. So lit, bro. Loved it. No, I'm just kidding. But what was I going to say? I don't know.
I don't know what we were talking about.
We were talking about
follow your dreams.
Following your dreams.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah, posting 3 times a week.
Oh shit.
Do you have friends that are YouTubers?
I have now? A few.
Do
yeah.
You?
I mean, I've been. I kind of like. Well, in the beginning, that was really hard because. Well, I mean, nobody lives close to me. There's like one or two YouTubers who live close to me. I don't know them. Talked. I don't like. We've never talked.
What do you mean live close to you? Like in
like
the Bay 15 Area?
15 minutes away. Like okay. No joke. And like I see them at like parties and shit. It's like really weird.
Do you go to YouTube parties?
Oh fuck no. Okay. These are like actual like high school.
Oh,
parties.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
No, not YouTube party. But, no. Yeah. But like, I mean, because I was kind of like, it was new. Mm-hmm. It takes a long time to like develop friendships, you know?
Yeah.
And like, you know, you gotta kind of be like, fuck, all right, I'm just gonna follow him on Twitter, see what happens. And like stuff like that. Or, and then sometimes you'll like try to like reach out, like comment on their pictures and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that was hard for me because I'm not that type of person who like will like reach out like that. But through YouTube, I've been like, you know what? Like, we're all kind of in this together. Like, so I'll like reach out to people, but there's not a lot of people like my age doing the kind of videos that I'm doing. It's a lot. Like, I know the age that's like 16, my age, it's a lot of like lifestyle stuff. And I don't fit in with that. So that's kind of something, but I do like, I mean, those girls are amazing and I like love all the girls, you know what I mean? But like, I just am not, I'm not like that. So I always am like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like, but I also, it's harder for me to like necessarily like make these friends because I'm like, I mean, I have a few, but like, but there's, it's hard for me to reach out because I'm like, why would they want to be friends with me? Cause I'm so fucking weird. And they're like pretty. And they're like out here doing this like pretty like lifestyle shit. And I'm out here being like, fuck this bitch. I'm going to go, you know what I mean? Like, and so I feel like that's a little bit weird, but that's always kind of been how it is with me where it's like, I'm the one who's like, you know, kind of like everybody's like doing crazy stuff. And I'm just like, I'm kind of chill.
You're like,
I'm just going to
bake a gingerbread house.
Right.
The funny video, by the way.
Thank you.
We watched that whole thing.
I actually almost didn't post that one. But
I watched it by myself and then I made him watch it. I thought it was one of the funniest things just because you were like so just over everything.
No, the thing
like you could just tell that you were just annoyed with like everything you were doing.
Icing, what happened? The icing
spilled
or
something? It was spilling out of the top of the bag.
No, but I got that on my carpet and it's like still sticky from it. It's so annoying. Like every time I walk over it, it's like a little bit crispy and I'm like, oh, fuck. But that video, I almost didn't post it. I hated it.
Oh my God,
that's
I love
funny
it.
About YouTube.
It was just so
yeah, you'll
like,
never know what
real.
Like, works on YouTube. It's
no.
crazy.
And like,
you're like, oh, this is a great video, and then no one will
that's
fuck with it.
Exactly what happens to me every time. I'm like, oh damn, like this is one of my best. And it'll get like no views. And then like the other one that I'm like, it's always the ones that I literally am this close to not posting that like do the best. And I'm like, what the like. Yeah.
Who's your favorite on YouTube to watch?
Okay, honestly, like this is embarrassing. I'm not just saying this, but it's genuinely you both. And I'm okay. not just saying
I
that
mean,
to
I
kiss your ass.
I say it's me. I just
no,
started.
No, no, but like, I mean, I know I've been watching you for longer because we just started. But like, I'm kind of, now that I make videos, I'm a tough critic because I'm like, I see right through all of it,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know? Because I know I can see when someone's being fake. I can't tolerate it. I cannot tolerate it. Like, if I watch a video and someone's not being themselves, I don't want to watch it because I'm here for them. I don't give a fuck about what they're doing. Like, I just want to watch them for them. And so I think that that's kind of a hard thing on YouTube because a lot of people in the whole kind of like, you know, girl culture on YouTube is a very fake one.
Yeah.
And I kind of.
And guys, too.
I would say.
Like,
but,
with all the travels, you know what I mean? People just portraying a lifestyle that they actually don't have.
That's very true. But I think like somebody like Casey Neistat, like I watch him, of course, and he's great because I feel like he is him. And I do think he has a formula of what he does. It's very similar every time, but he comforts me. So I like that. I like Casey. I watch like Tana Mojo. I even watch James Charles. He's kind of funny, entertaining.
Okay.
I watch Enya, Drew,
mm-hmm.
those two. They're super funny. Fuck, let me think about this. I don't want to like leave someone out because that would be really sad.
No.
I don't know. I can't think of
it. Are you going to start a podcast?
I don't think I could do it.
Why?
You
could definitely
it.
Do it.
If I
said
do it,
the whole time.
If I do it, would you guys come on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yes.
Definitely.
Maybe when I think I want to do it when I move out. Like, I can't do it yet because I live with you know, people around me.
No, it's awkward having to ask my roommates to leave every time I want
to do
this.
I have to ask my mom to leave when I'm filming. And then it's like, and that's just short. Like, that's like, you know, well.
How long do you film for?
Actually, I'll usually have like an hour of footage.
Okay.
2 hours sometimes.
And then how long does it take you to get down to 10 minutes or whatever?
Well, okay. So the first, I edit for 2 days per video. And if I do any more, I lose my fucking mind.
Mm-hmm.
Marbles, I lose it. So I do like usually 6 hours a day for each video. So the first day is like, just the first like kind of cut where I just like cut out all the shit that's like stupid.
Yeah.
That's
the worst part about editing.
Oh,
we were
totally.
Talking about that
we
yesterday.
It's not the fun
worst part.
No.
Just cutting out the spaces.
Right. Or like the weird burps and stuff. Like
yeah.
you can't leave that in. Actually, sometimes I leave in a burp every once in a while. But like, you know, you gotta spice it up. But never a fart. We don't do that. Not yet. I'm not there yet. Comment down below if you guys want me to fart in my videos. But actually, I don't think I could do that. I draw the line. Well, I'll start filming on the toilet soon, but waiting for that one. Anyway, no, I actually like the rough edit though. Like I like kind of like seeing how the video comes together and like seeing if it's like, well, how is this? You know what I mean? And kind of like looking at like the raw, like the skeleton of the video.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second day, come in and do all the zoomy shit. you know, mm-hmm. zoom ins, text, all that.
I need to ask you about that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So you got it. Yeah, you got to teach her how to do the zoom in.
How do you zoom?
I'm not. I haven't made iMovie my bitch.
No, like
yet, so
how do you? Because I know, like, I can zoom in. Like, I can just.
She can, like, yeah, crop the video, like, closer.
Ken Burns. You need some Ken Burns?
Mm, yeah, she needs, like, the...
That's the thing we looked at.
Yeah.
It's when you, like, slowly go in. Like, when you, like, the animated zoom in. Not just, like, going straight to my face, like, slowly zooming in on my face.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
instead of just not being zoomed in to being zoomed in.
So, like, kind of making it, like, a slower?
Just making,
just animating the zoom.
Showing the zoom happen. Like, how you, like, can slowly zoom in on your face.
Yeah. So, like, where... So... Not like, cause I mean, I know I do a lot where I like will zoom in really quick and then it like stays right there. Is that what you, so like, not like that, like the opposite, like slow Ken Burns?
Just when it, you just,
we'll talk about it after. Yeah.
Ken Burns is my dad. Sorry. No, I'm not kidding. Like that is my favorite. Once.
A big shout out to Ken Burns. Who the fuck is Ken Burns?
I love that man.
Who is Ken Burns?
He's so hot.
Did he invent?
Is he actually?
Totally. No, he's not. He's probably like, he's probably not even a real
invent?
Guy.
Pictures just moving. Is that
so
what he invented?
You're just referring to the zooming.
It's like
thing.
It's like okay. So basically,
I know
it'll
where
be like,
it is. It's next to
it's
the
like
thing.
It's like fit
says,
crop to fill Ken Burns.
Yeah,
we love Ken Burns here.
Okay.
Yeah, he's an American filmmaker. This is him right here.
Holy shit!
Is he hot?
No.
He's 64.
He's charming. Tell me he is.
Real
he's
old.
Charming.
He has a sweet face.
He's such a good personality. Does he have kind eyes?
Oh, Kenneth
totally.
Lauren Burns. Is an American filmmaker known for his style of using archival footage and photographs in documentary films.
Can you look up to see if he's a hot son? Because then that would maybe make us all...
Ken Burns' son.
Hot son. Sorry, what? No.
You want me to Google Ken Burns'
hot
son?
That's how you... Yep.
Like, comes up.
No, I... Well, oh, now you're on Jake Paul. I can't even
I'm just
look.
checking Jake Paul's stats again. Just.
Of course. Well, he has an A, so what are we doing wrong?
That's true, actually.
Yeah.
What do I have, like a B?
I have
a B. C minus?
No.
Probably.
No, so I know my Instagram grade on Social Blade so bad. It's like a D, I think.
Really?
Yeah. What can you do?
So what's the future for you? Are you going to like, you're going to continue doing YouTube, obviously.
Oh yeah.
But then do you want to like act or do comedy or anything?
Well, like I know.
I feel like you'd be good at improv.
Okay. I kind of talked about that with like some people, like about like doing maybe improv. Even I had like someone tell me I should do stand up. I know you do stand up.
Yeah, you should.
There's no fucking way I could do stand up. I would not be good at it. Also, I mean, I don't know. I guess you learn.
You got to just try.
Right.
You'll never know.
I don't know. But like, I don't know. I did want to act. I was like, kind of like, you know, somebody's like, oh, you should act. And like one person says that to you and you're like, oh, I'm an actor now. I love the black screen.
What happened to it? Did it die?
Nope. It's still good.
It's so, I love being here to see this moment because it's so iconic every time.
I know, right?
It is. Like your podcast wouldn't be your podcast without the camera shutting off at least once. But like you should try to find a camera that doesn't like have that. Cause like my camera, it'll film for like an hour.
No, it won't. Will it?
I think that one does. Yeah.
No, I think it shuts.
Really?
Oh.
G7X. Not that you want to use that. But.
Wait, so you don't get it. It doesn't shut off after half an hour.
I don't think so.
When you're filming.
No.
What?
That's
crazy.
Because
I think
maybe I'm wrong. I've kept that shit going for so long and it doesn't shut off.
Oh, okay. Huh.
But maybe, I don't know if that's
camcorders
true.
Don't. I just need to buy a camcorder. Like one of like the, you know, the long skinny
that's true.
Ones.
That's, but I feel like those are like, ugh.
I know, like, I don't know. It's like Noelle has one, so we use it now for our other podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, I watched that one too and it looks good.
Do you?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm a podcast. No, I love podcasts. Like, well, the thing, do you want to know how I found your podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I kind of want to tell the story. So this summer, I was also vlogging and shit, but I was like, I worked for my grandpa. And so I was like, he's an electrician. So I was like sorting parts for him and like getting paid like $10 an hour. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't fun.
Yeah, sorting parts.
Yeah, you know.
Everyone loves
just,
to sort parts.
Bruise on my knuckles,
parts.
You know?
Yeah.
But but I got really bored because like, you know, that's pretty boring.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what am I going to listen to? And I was like so bored of music because I'm like, I don't know. I mean, music is great.
Yeah.
But like
gets,
when you're,
yeah,
I wanted
I
some
it.
Like, something
I personally
in my
hate
head.
Music. Just in general.
Really? Oh,
not a fan of music. Not a fan of music. Don't really like art.
No. I don't really like beds.
Sleeping.
Same.
I like a hardwood floor. Yeah. Anyways, but I was like, you know, well, I mean, I liked your videos. And then when your podcast came up and I was like, oh, what the fuck's this? Watched like 10 of them while I was doing this. Then I found your No Jumper interview. And
okay.
Listened to that. Loved that.
Really?
Then, yeah. Now I listen to his podcast too. Big
oh,
fan.
Do you really?
Yeah. No Jumper. If you're watching this, I am a rapper now. So check out my video. No,
Lil Moop. What is it? Lil Moop?
It's Lil Moop.
Lil Moop right here.
I can't believe Lil Moop is here in the fall.
flesh.
In the studio.
I know.
We should record after this.
Oh, totally.
Lay down some heat.
Oh, for sure.
Hell yeah.
I am a poet. No, but I actually really liked making poetry when I was like young.
Same, actually.
I loved poetry.
Me too. I used to try and write poems.
Oh, I got poetry. Yeah. Let's go to an open mic. Poetry. I bet they have a lot of those here.
Slam poetry. Open mic.
You ever see it? Jump 22 Jump Street?
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
I don't watch movies.
I fucking love that movie.
Oh.
I literally don't watch movies.
Well, I'll just send you the scene.
Okay, perfect.
So it's just the scene when he does the slam poetry and he's like, moving my hands. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's really funny. I'll send it to you.
I liked writing poetry. I liked writing in school too. And I, one time, like, there was this Stanford, like, book of, like, young writers. Mm-hmm. And, like, our whole school, like, entered. And, like, one of my poems made
it
in there.
My poem made it into a published book also.
Okay, well, do you know what? My published book was way more famous, sir. Kelsey.
I'm more published.
I thought we could, like, connect on it.
No, we can't. No, there's not enough room for the both of us.
Poetry.
No, I, like, literally, it was a shitty poem. It was, like, sleet on the airplane tracks. Airplane flies away. Like,
wow.
It was so good.
That was beautiful.
Was that it?
That was
beautiful. That was it. Kelsey.
Ew.
You didn't like it? Actually, it was low-key. It was low-key slap. Like, it rhymed.
Like, was it a dinger?
Oh, it was so a dinger. Like, if you put the Lil Pump, like, music in the background, like, I'm not kidding. Like, Gucci Gang would, like, down the charts, like, immediately. Yeah.
Wow. Good for you.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Do you get recognized in public?
Yeah, sometimes, and it fucking, really? Literally, I shit my pants. I shake. I get so nervous.
Really?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Do you ever have people that are super nervous when they come up to you?
One time some girl cried and I cried. I was like, holy shit, what the
fuck? Other people are like, what the fuck is happening
now? Her friend was like, oh. Her friend was so confused because her friend had no clue like what was going on. And this girl, it was so cute. I was like, but I love it. Like, I think a lot of times I walk around, I don't have an RBF resting bitch face for all of you uncultured. But I think I do kind of walk around with a purpose maybe a little bit. Like, I have places I'm not like, you know, walking around like smiling. Like, yeah, I maybe look like a bitch, even though I look like I'm 12. So it's like kind of evens out. So I think sometimes people like, will like stare at me and like won't come up because I maybe look like a bitch and I feel bad. Or sometimes people will smile at me and I'll look over and I won't realize and I'll be like, oh shit, I should smile back at least, not look like a bitch.
Right.
But like, but yeah, it does happen sometimes, and it, especially at malls, lots of malls.
Yeah. You're gonna go to VidCon?
Honestly, like,
don't do it.
Don't do it.
You know you're gonna go.
I fucking hate it. No, okay. I'm not gonna go. This
yes,
year?
You are.
No, I didn't. I wasn't going to go last year. And then
you went.
Well, Mazzad made me for brand opportunities, and I would have never met the Photoshop guy or the Adobe guy if it wasn't for that. So I'm kind of glad I went.
See,
but this year?
Can we go?
Why?
I want to see
I just want to meet people. Like, not meet people. I just want to see some celebs.
I want to, like, I need to, like, establish my presence as your girlfriend.
No.
Because I feel like you've been, like, a bachelor at all the other VidCons, and everyone's like, oh, my God, there's Cody Ko. But I now need to be, like...
No one has ever said that.
Well, not to
Cody,
you, but
there's bachelor, there's bachelor, Cody.
But, like,
Ko.
you were, like, known as a single guy. A hot single guy.
A hot single man.
Sassy single man.
Sassy Venice queen.
Yeah. So now I feel like I need to go so I could be, like, yeah, what's up,
okay,
fuckers?
Yeah.
I'm here now, bitches.
Claimed motherfucker. No,
you can just go alone.
No, we can. Me and you can go. Me and Kelsey will go. Bye, Cody. No,
yeah, okay, yeah.
No, we can actually go. Do you want to go with me?
Yeah, I'll go with you.
Okay, do you want to babysit me while we're there? Because, like, my mom would let me go alone. But yeah,
I'll be your chaperone.
Okay, perfect.
Cody.
Okay, good.
Cody and
Cody doesn't want to go, so
he'll go. He's 100% gonna go.
I'll be there in spirit.
You're gonna go. So
I'll be there in spirit.
Okay.
So
I'm so glad I'm here for, like, that little I always see it and I just always want to be there. I'm here now.
Witnessing all the good, the camera shutting off.
I know. I'm living my
being
best
sassy
life.
Back to me.
I love it. You guys, it's good that you guys are both sassy though. Because if, like, she wasn't a little sassy, it would be really bad.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's good for her to be sassy, but
okay, sorry. But I don't know. I want to, like, see other YouTubers. Like, I don't see other YouTubers ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to, like, you know, see some. Like, just be like, what's up, squad? Like, you don't know who I am probably, but, like, what's up? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, what's up, Bryce? Come.
Right. Hey. Oh my God, do you love me?
Do you think he goes to VidCon?
He does.
He definitely goes.
Yeah, I saw him
last
year.
Does Jake Paul go?
Scared of him.
I don't know.
I know there's a lot of YouTubers who like kind of had to stop going because it got kind of intense. Like, yeah. I know, like, I heard like the Dolan twins didn't go because like they were really, you know, their girls are crazy.
Do you want to go to meet them?
They are very good looking. If you're watching this, please. No, I'm just kidding. Do not. No.
Please what?
No. Oh, slide in my DM. No. Oh my God, guys. You can't have dirty minds. I'm only 12.
Hey, Dolans. Emma's here.
I really wish I didn't bring it up. But no. I mean, also like, no, I think they have like such a strong fandom and like fandom. I hate that word. But like they have a very strong fan base and like they're, oh my God, those kids, they are. I admire the fuck out of like the Dolan twins and like they're because they're like fans.
I don't even know what they do.
They're like fans. I don't know how they do it. They are so obsessed with them. Like I've never seen the kind of like engagement. They have so much engagement. People are obsessed with them. Like they buy merch. It sells out immediately. Like they are so like people like search them down. Like they're very sought after. And is it? I don't like, I've seen it like they're, you know, and I, but I like respect it and I, you know, I mean like that's,
do they make YouTube videos?
Yeah. They were Viners too. So you
like,
should know.
Yeah. They like bought like a warehouse or some shit.
Were they the
like
Viners that humped the floor?
Yeah.
Yes. They were some
Wait,
of
were
guys.
They actually?
Well, there's so. A lot of those. Yeah, and was... you know, my 13-year-old self, ew, I hated it actually. I mean like, well, cause I was like 13. I'm like, what is this? I was just watching like, I don't know. Like I just saw like the peanut butter baby and now I'm looking at this like, you know, but I don't know. Like I was a MadCon bitch. Like I was a hoe for MadCon.
What? Really? Oh my God.
Do you
that's
hate
hilarious.
Me now? I know.
No, I mean like every 13-year-old girl was probably, right?
I loved MadCon.
I don't even know what that is. So where
did
was
you go
I?
To Mad? Did you go to it?
You think no.
Okay. I don't know.
I fucking wanted to though.
What's
like me
Mag-
and my
Con.
It was like Nash Greer and like and fucking Cameron Dallas and those guys.
Cameron
like
Dallas
they basically
hot.
Did like a tour he, called MagCon.
Don't say that in front of your, my dad.
I said I'm
no,
sorry.
He's hot. I
shouldn't even talk about
I agree.
Either one of them.
Why? Because they're too
he's
young.
He's a good looking dude.
No.
No, they're not too young. How old are they? Like 20?
No, because people say I look like Nash Greer.
Nash Greer? Well, you have the blue eyes like him. That's
I know. We have
I
blonde,
was obsessed
we have,
with Nash.
We have brown hair and blue eyes, so mm-hmm. everyone thinks that we look exactly like
him. Right. It's also, well, you don't really look like him, but I kind of, I think it's the eyes and the hair. That's
it's
what it
fine.
Is. But Nash.
But Meg, yeah, so MagCon, they used to like tour.
Right.
And it was just like, they'd get on stage and like hump the air. And
are
like,
you serious?
Yeah. In like hotel, in like hotel convention rooms, like yeah. really depressing
oh
shit.
Oh my God. So, and they would like sing the ABCs. I remember I saw like a Twitter video of like, okay, do you know what? I'm not going to say the name of the person because then all the stands are going to come at me.
No, it's who, Taylor Kniff?
It was Jacob Sartorius. Well, that's actually, cause that, okay. now it's the newer MadCon. Like he was just singing the alphabet on stage. ABC. What the, like, okay. I don't know. But like people pay like shit tons of money. And do you know what? I can't even judge because I was that bitch too. And me and my friend, we were like literally like we would go to like, I remember one time we went to the Apple store and changed all of the fucking iPhone home screens to MadCon.
Oh my God.
I like the fact that you described yourself as a hoe for MadCon. That's like
no, but I
one of my favorite
was.
Phrases.
Oh, I'm like, I'm, oh, me too. I'm always like today tweeting.
But
like,
I never say it. No. You said I'm a hoe for rosemary potatoes.
Oh, so good. Yeah.
But it's like such a funny phrase, I feel
no,
like.
It's so good. Like, I always like, well, you know, find those and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to overuse it. But like, I use it while it's hot, you know?
Yeah.
It's good.
Mm. Can I start using it?
No. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. Of course.
How?
Maybe. I mean, I did copyright it. Like,
yeah, people are going to call you out now for stealing.
Emma's
oh, what? First car vlogging and now saying you're a hoe for things?
Wow.
I'm a hoe for Emma.
Okay, honestly, I'll let that slide. But yeah, I was a hoe for MadCon. What can you do? But
it's
I mean,
fine, you know?
I think it's like, well, I think girls, you know, at this age, we're always, you know, guys this age, it's hard. 16-year-old boys, 13-year-old boys, it's hard, you know? They're not... Like, it's not, it's okay. Like, you want to find like that man that's going to treat you right when you're 13. And
preach
it's just
it,
not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen. 13. When you're 13, you out
when
here.
You have like an idea of like romance.
I want some like, I want some flowers. I want some heart chocolates, baby. But like, no one's going to do that when they're 13. You know what I mean? So then like, you know, you see the MadCon people, you wake up, you're on your phone and it's like, good morning, baby. And you're like, fuck you. You know
good
what
morning.
I mean? Like,
you're beautiful.
Read, sweet. Yeah.
You're beautiful. Always remember that.
Yeah. And you're like, fuck yeah.
Did you like that or did you?
Right?
I mean, you looked cute.
That's a MadCon trick. We love it.
I think I just like him.
Well, I think you do too. Very rightfully so. But I mean.
Am I your MadCon?
My personal icon. Sorry, you have to be here for this.
Oh, I love it. I love seeing my parents in love. Are you kidding me? Let's take the Christmas card right now. Right, we'll fire it up.
You know we're gonna take pictures after this.
Oh, Christmas. I was really hoping. Yeah.
Also, Merry are we Christmas. Going to eat Christmas after this?
Yeah, we're gonna eat.
Is your mom coming?
I mean, I might kick her out because I want to be with my real parents. Also, she wants to go to Muscle Beach, and I'm like, okay, go have fun.
It's a sight to see.
No, it's not.
Is there it's actually there's not gonna be people working out today.
Well, I just want to see the muscles. So
it's not. They're not like cute muscles.
Yeah.
It's not like hot guys.
It's like gigantic European meatballs. Like,
oh, my favorite. Like, are they vegan?
She's like, that's actually my type.
That's so my type. I actually, I don't have a type. I used to, but not anymore.
How do you lose a type?
You just
I'm more versatile now.
I used to have a type.
I only liked blondes. What was your
type? My type was like deadbeats.
Okay. Oh shit, I love those.
I feel like people, this is weird that we're talking about this again, but like people are like, he has to go to college and he has to be educated and blah, blah, blah. And so I was always like, well, no, he doesn't. So like, I feel like I always felt like I had to make a point of like dating someone who I had to prove a point. So like, I feel like my type was just like grungy guy.
And then you
gotta
do graduate.
Doesn't know what he like wants. I know. But see, I love it.
I'm still a deadbeat though.
No, you're not.
I love this. If I'm 24 and I don't have a Cody, I will make an eBay offer and I will pay lots of money to find one. Thank you.
Like, I just realized I don't know. I love the fact you're so smart. You're so smart, you know?
I'm not that smart.
I love your brain.
You are pretty smart.
I'm not that
smart. You are. And I think a lot of people know it, too.
You sound smart when you talk. I love the way that you talk.
If you talk about Bitcoin and your ass isn't smart, then you're not talking about Bitcoin. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I don't know anything about Bitcoin.
Neither do I.
That might tell you a little bit about my IQ.
You should research. It's very interesting.
It's not.
It is.
See, I tend
to talk about it all the time around her and every single time. Like, it's like every single conversation I have now with like anyone, like even random people is now about like Bitcoin.
I know. Kelsey's
like every time, like, God damn it, not again.
Right.
I just check out mentally. You know,
do you want to talk about it? And then
I would because see, I think 16-year-olds don't tend to know about Bitcoin. Like, I think I have a few years to have to like to figure it out. Hopefully,
yeah.
Before it starts being like an obligation,
you could be like, I'm only 16. I don't know about Bitcoin.
Oh, now he's on a Bitcoin stats. Oh,
it's almost at 20 grand. It's insane.
So, do you make good money from this shit?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I mean, hey, any extra money's or like money's money.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
As long as you're not putting like 24 hours in a day into it.
Yeah.
I don't need to know anything about it as long as he knows about it. It's fine.
Oh, it's totally fine. Oh, totally. But what was I going to say? Well, I don't know. I'm never going to learn about Bitcoin. I think I'm just going to look at Jake Paul being hacked instead. Mm-hmm. Lose a few brain cells for that one.
You were gonna like write a book or anything like YouTubers do?
No,
I've been thinking about it.
I would. I kind of want to like read your book, but I would never write my own. That's how it is.
Really?
Yes, because I don't have an. I would rather make a video about it. Like, I'd rather verbally talk about it because for me, you can only have so much tone in a book. And do you know what? All you authors out there aren't gonna roast me. I'm just scared of getting roasted, honestly. But either way,
yeah, author roasts are the worst. Oh, you don't want to get roasted by an author.
That's actually probably
true. You guys got some vegan roasts. I saw that.
Dude, we got fucking. You can't say vegan anymore. And I'm about to bleep that out because say the word vegan now.
Yeah, you are, without aren't people. You? You're not vegan, or you?
Well,
are?
I'm vegetarian. I've been vegetarian my whole life, but then like I try my best to be vegan. Sometimes I like fuck up, so I try not to like tell everybody like, oh, I'm vegan, because I do make mistakes, and I do know how angry people do get being like, if you don't, you know, but I do try to do it as much as I can, because I do believe in it. Like, I really do think it's cool. And I think like health wise, there are a lot of health benefits as long as you're doing it correctly. Because there is ways to eat unhealthily while being vegan. You're not going to like, you know, you can drink beer and like eat like French fries and shit and like be vegan. But like, and I mean, you can also do that when you're not vegan, but it's just like a lot of people will like resort to like bad things because they're vegan and they feel like they have no other option.
Right.
So it's like they'll end up actually eating worse. And
I've
seen that.
We were saying, Cody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I went vegan one time and I just ate French fries.
Exactly.
Like, all the time.
How
gained weight.
It's bad. And also a lot of carbs and harder to get protein.
Yeah.
Because a lot of calories come from meat. And then that's, you know, good. I don't know. But I did a lot of like research when I was younger about it because, I mean, like growing up vegetarian, then I like kind of was like, why? Like, what even is this? Because my parents were vegetarian when I was born. I think they might even have been vegan. I think they were vegan. I don't remember. But for like health reasons. Mm-hmm. And my dad is still vegan for health reasons. And then my mom is like, she's just, she's vegan anymore, but they never like force it upon me. It was more just like, there was no meat in the house. They don't even cook meat.
Right.
So it just like, I grew up that way. And then it would be like, I'd see like a burger and I'm like, no interest whatsoever.
So you've never tried a burger?
No.
You've never tried In-N-Out?
No.
You know, you can.
Oh, I can. But I'm
scared. No, no, no. Not like, I'm not telling you to eat meat. I'm saying you can get a grilled cheese if you
Oh, no, no, I know. I tried the grilled cheese and it made me want to not be happy.
You didn't like it?
I hated it. From In-N-Out. Bad.
Okay.
Really? That's, no, no, no. That's like the burger wise, like, I know. Like,
I'm not saying like, you know, you can eat meat. I meant like you could get a grilled cheese.
Yeah, yeah. Like I've been to In-N-Out and I've like had the fries and they're pretty good. Like, not
I don't like the fries there.
They're kind of dry, but they're not.
They suck.
But like, ouch. No,
we're gonna get a lot of hate this episode then.
We are.
From vegans and from people are passionate about In-N-Out.
Yeah, I like In-N-Out. I don't like the In-N-Out fries. And I think most of you can agree. So don't give me hate. Sorry, I'm here again, by the way.
They're a little bit dry. They're a little bit dry, but I think when they, when the, you know, when the person on the fryer, he's a good man.
Yeah.
We have some good fries, but you just got to get there.
Yeah.
And you got to be there late at night.
Late at night.
You when get a that sassy guy, fry man.
Oh, you get a sassy fry man.
You get a sassy little
fry
bitch. Man.
Sassy cashier. Yep. He give you a free water cup. He know your ass ain't going to put water on that shit. Yeah. Oh no. Yeah.
Nice.
And like, they know your tricks, you know, like they know, you're like, you're here for some fries. You're here for a water cup and you're not going to fill that water cup.
So you don't really like have milkshakes.
No. I make smoothies.
Smoothies
are good if you want a smoothie, but what if when you want a milkshake?
I've never been a fan of sweet drinks. Like okay. I've never liked soda, never liked juice, even though now that I'm older, I'm like, I want pressed juice. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of a hoe for that.
Yeah, you go get a
I do
get you go get freezes.
You guys have a press near here, even though this morning I went to Creation with a K and it was really good, but I got a smoothie and it made me nauseous, but I feel better now.
Okay, good. Thank God.
We should go to like lemonade or something.
I'm really
have you ever been to lemonade? Have you ever been to lemonade?
Is it really?
That's where we should go.
It's so good.
Okay,
yeah, let's go there. Decided.
It's trendy.
You want to know what's interesting? Yeah. I knew we were going to go there.
Are How? You psychic?
Because then we can go to Press psychic. Juicery afterwards and get one of those things.
What?
Yeah.
Get one of those fuck. Yeah. Those are.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
fuck it up.
Oh, pipe it up.
Should we go right now?
I'm an absolute hoe for this.
Let's go right now.
Conversation.
Yeah, we were going on for an hour 20.
Okay, before I sign off, I just want to say I probably offended multiple people. I'm not a bad person. I just, you know, I can't cut out my offensive things in this. So I don't know if it's offensive until after I watch it.
I'm going to actually cut in offensive things. I want to make you racist.
Okay. Oh, like, it'll be like,
we like secretly record you at lunch. Like, and I'm like, so what do you hate? Which is your least favorite race? And then we just put it in here.
Ruin me. Yeah, great. But no, I feel like if I did offend you, just DM me and let's work it out.
No, just don't fucking give her a hard time, okay?
I'm a learning girl. I'm just scared.
Sass. Jesus.
I'm sorry. This is my child. This is my mom. She, Mama Bear on it. You know.
Mama Bear's.
She's acting up.
Oh, Lord.
But hey, Baby Bear needs some help. What can I say?
You guys want to take? I'm gonna go to lunch. You guys just keep talking
I actually can't do lunch.
Okay, yeah. So me and Kelsey are gonna make our own. Oh my god, I saw a comment on your because I always like whenever you name me. Also, thanks for giving me like multiple shout outs in your podcast. Like,
oh, yeah.
That was very appreciated. Yeah, no worries. One time, I was watching. Usually people would be like, oh, Cody like talked about you in this. So then I would like end up, I would hear about it from other people before I would see it. There was one podcast. It was like, fuck, you guys were like sitting in your bed, I think.
Yeah.
And like you had pressed juice. Sorry, I'm not a stalker. And like,
oh, yeah,
I
yeah, and
got
I said I
like,
hated it.
I was like watching it because I didn't expect you guys to talk about me in it. I like low key, like teared up. Like I was like emotionally touched by it. Like it was the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me. I was like, not expecting somebody to talk about you in like a video and then hearing it, I was like, what the fuck? I know Cody's not good with emotions. I bet he cries a lot though.
Yeah, I cry like when I'm alone, like in the shower. And when I'm going to, no, I don't.
Oh, I cry so much. Do you cry a lot, Kelsey?
Yeah, I'm a big time crier.
She loves to cry. I think she's got tears like just ready to go at all times.
Do you want to cry right now?
Because it's like.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I actually. What if I just started crying in the middle of the podcast while you guys were talking about like Emma going to college and I'm just.
Kind of like. Just worried about my future, mom.
Just ignore her.
Yeah,
she'll
fine.
Get over it.
And Cody's like, can you fucking leave?
No.
If you're going to cry, can you go to the other room?
Okay, not when
every fucking time.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, I've actually never cried in a video, so I'm waiting for that day.
But yeah.
I'll just be a little Trisha Paytas, you know?
She cries in videos?
She has some, I actually kind of respect the emotional.
I just don't know how can you cry in a video and then edit it?
Oh, fuck.
And like sit there and watch yourself
I
cry
so
and not feel
when
fake.
I cry. No, that'd be bad. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I would cringe. But I think when people get choked up in videos, I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, we go, man, no. And I'm like, like when I'm watching a wedding video. No, I'm just kidding.
But Cola, like, Cola brand.
I love wedding videos. Video, but no, I don't like wedding. Well, wedding videos are cute.
Oh, the dude that we saw at the cafe. He was one of the guys that I made fun of in that video for his wedding video.
Oh, shit.
He was one of them. I put a clip of his wedding video in the video.
You guys probably see hella, like, hella Bay Area represent. you guys probably see, like, a lot of, like, other YouTubers around here, right?
Yes. You know who I saw the other day?
Ew.
Fucking Connor Murphy, the muscle dude that, like, goes up to girls
Connor
on the
street.
You ever see him?
Yes.
He'll, like, wear, like, a shirt that makes him look fat.
Okay.
And then he'll, like... He'll like take it off and he's like super jacked in front of girls. And it's like, it's the fucking worst. And he was,
you saw him?
I was like going to surf and he was like pranking people on the boardwalk.
Really?
And I was like, fucking idiot.
Okay, yeah. This is time for me to go home.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've never seen another. Have I seen any?
No. I mean, we've seen people, but like because we like.
Yeah, we're like friends with them.
Hang out.
Do you see
we?
Wow, Cody, we get it. You're friends with famous people.
I know people. It's just say.
I know. I know. You know. I mean, I've seen like, you know, David Dobrik's friends on here.
Do you like David Dobrik?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Watch him too?
I do watch David Dobrik. Mm-hmm. I didn't mention that.
We hung out. We hung out with him once.
Yeah.
Cool. No invite. Bungalow. Thanks, Mom.
Well,
no.
I wasn't. You've hung out with him more than that. I was just there once. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of dope. Like, it's always so weird, though. Like, I would, you know, I never would have thought. Like, even, well.
Do you like Liza?
I do. Okay, well, for me, I don't personally watch her, to be honest. Okay. But I do like her stuff, and I do like, I think she does dope. She's really talented.
She is.
She's super talented. But yeah, personally, I don't know. I'm not even subscribed. It's always weird like that. Like I am somebody where it's like, she's a huge hype. And so then I was talking about that earlier.
Right.
I just won't check it out for some reason. And so I'm like that. I think I've watched a few of hers and they're definitely funny. She's clever and her editing. I don't know if she edits or whatever, but it's really good.
Yeah.
And I think it's, you know, but they're short. I want to see more of Liza. I don't know what she's like in real life. Mm-hmm. Like I want her to vlog or some shit.
Yeah.
But some people aren't in that. Like, that's not their shit. Like, I know, like, David, like, there's even not, like, I like David's personality. And, like, on his, like, second account, like, I love, like, seeing stuff of just him. But his actual main account is, like, I don't even feel like it's that much David. It's more his friends.
Yeah,
I think that's cool, like, creating the characters. Like, that's its own art.
Yeah, that's, like, being a producer, like,
totally.
For sure.
You create people. Like, if somebody's in your vlog, like, you create them, you know? And I know, like, even when I put people in my vlogs, like, I kind of, like, try to, like, make them into a character.
Are you going to make me into a character? A racist character to get me back?
I'm going
to
make Kelsey this like dream and then I'm going to make Cody this sassy, sassy Venice hipster man.
Yeah. Well, that's not a character, so. Okay.
That's just real life.
And I'm just a dream.
Yeah.
So. Kelsey is bae.
Kelsey's going to be crying though.
Kelsey is just like, she's a sensitive little Hufflepuff, you know?
Is this a Hufflepuff?
No, it's just Hogwarts, but I'm trying to, you know.
Thank you. I do identify with the Huffles.
I feel like you were
of a Slytherin, I think so.
Oh, I don't know. You're definitely a Slytherin.
Me?
Honestly,
oh, totally.
I know.
I'm a Slytherin?
No.
I know absolutely nothing anything I'm saying right now.
Actually, you went to Duke. Let me rephrase.
What's the one that Harry was in?
See, that's what it is. Yes, you're in that one. I don't know what it's called, though.
What the fuck is it called?
Glendale.
Gryffindor.
Gryffindor. Glendale was close.
No, Glendale is like right there.
Dude, you are such a Harry stan. Not Harry Styles.
I'm a Harry Styles stan.
Are you really?
I just
have a crush on him.
Okay, honestly though, who doesn't have like
she
a celeb crush?
Him,
I have multiple celeb crushes.
I don't
want to
do that.
Of course she doesn't.
Yes, you do.
Of course you don't. Of course.
Honestly. No, I don't.
Okay, God.
No, I'm kidding. Like, if he walked into a room and I was with you,
you best believe
I would still hold your goddamn hand.
You would instantly break up with me. You'd
be
like, we're done for the next hour.
No, I wouldn't. What? That'd be so stupid.
Well, see, it's like, what's he like in real life?
Exactly.
I don't know. But like, I know, I mean, here's the problem with me. All my celeb crushes are older than me. Like, they're all like 25. I'm like, fuck. You know, that sucks.
Yeah.
There's no chance. I can't even slide into the DMs, you know?
Sucks. It's fine.
I know.
Let's go eat. I'm hungry.
Bye.
This is the longest podcast.
This is the longest. No, it's not. The one with Hassan, I think it was longer.
I loved this.
Okay, good. Okay. Because do you understand? I literally, for all of you guys who are watching and who are going to hate on me, I literally flew to Venice for this podcast. I had no other reason to be here. Kelsey was like, can you come at the end of the week? And I was like, bitch, I'm booking my tickets right now. I booked them immediately after she asked.
That's dope. Because, I appreciate it.
Well, I mean,
we appreciate it.
And it was hilarious. And this is a great for everyone watching. She's one of the funniest YouTubers, I think, coming up right now. I hate that fucking term, but it's like, there's just, like you said before, there's not a lot of genuine people on YouTube, right? Like, there's so much fake shit, and there's just so much, it's all about, like, money and whatever.
It is.
And I think people who are actually, like, care about, like, the art.
Mm-hmm. And also care about the fucking people who are watching your shit. Like, people, like, take advantage. Okay, I could just go on all day. You know my ass. But, like, like, I don't know. People do. They kind of, like, they'll, like, put out, like, this shit just so that, you know, they'll be like, well, I know that they're going to buy it. Like, you know, I'll put out music just because I know that they're going to watch it because they love me. Mm-hmm. And then I'll make money from that even though it's shit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, like, I don't believe in that. Yeah, I feel like you neither. Put
go
out the best
out bangers
shit.
And ass, though. It's on Spotify.
Go subscribe to me
music,
right
iTunes.
Now. Please subscribe.
No, seriously.
To me.
Check her out. Subscribe. She's very funny.
No,
it's Emma Chamberlain. Emma Chamberlain.
Are you kidding me?
Chamberlain.
Emma Chamberlain.
Go subscribe to Kelsey. What the fuck?
Yeah, and Kelsey too, because she's got a channel and it's very
Kelsey's
funny.
Kelsey's going
and
to.
And third video going up pretty soon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in the final edits.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Love you.
I already have the outro music playing in my head.